Joining us now for the Daily Business segment is Tess Vigeland of Marketplace. Tess, these days more people are riding trains, or at least the same people are riding trains more often. Ridership on Amtrak is up 3%. Why is that?
Well, there are lots of theories, Mike. The travel economy picked up overall. The number of trains increased, especially in the Northeast Corridor. And some say train passengers are fed up with airline delays and expense. Whatever the reason, 24 million of them did decide to ride the rails.
But Amtrak still needs federal money. Do they have enough friends in Washington?
Well, that is the big question. Amtrak's president, David Gunn, who took over just about a year ago, has asked for $1.8 billion in federal subsidies. The Bush administration says it's willing to give about half that. They're really pushing Amtrak to get rid of some of its long-distance routes, which historically have been the least profitable. But actually, today's ridership numbers show that those routes have had the biggest bump in passenger loads. For example, ridership on the Philadelphia to Chicago route is up 64%. Over on Capitol Hill, the House has already agreed to $900 million for next year. The Senate is proposing $1.3 billion, but it is always a battle.
What's Amtrak saying in order to get more funding?
Well, the argument is simply that there are riders out there who want to take the train. And I put the question to Ross Capon today, the executive director of the National Association of Railroad Passengers. You know, why should taxpayers be footing the bill?
Taxpayers are footing the bill for all transportation, and the lion's share of Amtrak subsidy goes to infrastructure. 41% of all money spent on highways comes from general taxes and other non-user fees. In 2003, the amount of general funds used to support federal aviation operations increased by $2 billion.
So Congress and the Bush administration, he says, are basically unfairly singling out the railroads as not being worthy of federal subsidies when other transportation modes get lots of green from the government. And by the way, Mike, I talked to Ross right after he got off the auto train. It's a train that you can actually drive your car onto that then takes you from Virginia to Florida.
Finally, Tess, maybe the trains are going to stop running altogether on Monday if Amtrak doesn't get a deal done with its workers.
That's right. All this talk of not giving Amtrak what it needs has frustrated the union so much that 8,000 of its 21,000 employees are planning a walkout on Monday. Amtrak had set that as a date to file a court order to stop the walkout. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're following the president's visit to California and asking, will the governor-elect get what he wants from the feds?
Thanks, Tess. And now back to the Alex Chadwick Express.
Well, thank you so much, Mike. And Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace, joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.